This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. During the month of September, we are celebrating 70 years of continuous radio broadcasts. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order copies of today's service will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
The Bible uses the term peacemaker. How would you define peacemakers? We're going to discuss that in the sermon today. We invite you to stay tuned. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we live in a world of chaotic difficulties. People are at odds with one another. Nations are at war with each other. And so it goes on. In the midst of all of this turmoil, your word says, "Blessed are the peacemakers." We pray to, O God, today that you will help us understand who a peacemaker is. And then, O God, give us the grace to be peacemakers wherever life finds us. This we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Following the sermon today, you will hear a tape, "There Is a Savior," which was sung by Pastor Paul Nordstrom. Pastor Nordstrom was for many years an associate pastor here at Nazareth Church, and at the time of his death, he was a senior pastor of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Evansdale, Iowa. Paul was a dynamic witness for Jesus Christ. And though he no longer walks among us, he ministers to us with that beautiful voice that God gave to him, and he so freely shared with other people. So I hope you will listen carefully to the glorious words that comes from that saint of God's mouth. Today we talk about the Beatitude, where Jesus is saying, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God." We also read along this same line in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 12, verse 14, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men, and to be holy, Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it, then, that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. The writer James in the 3rd chapter, verse 18, says, "Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness." And so we could go on, if time permitted, and spend time on that word peacemaker. But we have to ask the question, what did Jesus mean when he talked blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God? Who is a peacemaker? What are the mental images that come to your mind when you hear that word peacemaker? Well, I thought through that a little bit, and I can just imagine somebody would come up with the idea, the picture of a mother who has two little children, and they're really going at it, and she's getting tired of it. And so she decides to be a peacemaker. She sits down and talks to them very lovingly but firmly, and then sends them off to their room that they might have an attitude adjustment. She could be called a peacemaker. Or there could be the policeman who has been called to settle a domestic dispute in the home of a husband and a wife who both are either under the influence of alcohol or at least one of them is. And he's trying to get them to quiet down so they do not hurt one another. The policeman could be considered a peacemaker. Or maybe it's a family counselor trying to help a husband and a wife who are about ready to file for a divorce. And as he counsels them, he is seeking to get to the goal where they will become a happy husband and wife. For he tries to say to them, look at the damage that will come to your children if they have to live with a single parent most of the time. You see, this person, too, is a peacemaker. Or you could go to the international scene, and here you would come across one by the name of Hans Blix, the Swedish diplomat from the United Nations, who worked with Iraq and the United States or the United Nations to avoid war. And they struggled with the question, does Iraq have chemical and biological weapons that are a threat to the free world? When Hans Blix was there, you had to consider whether you liked him or not, a man who was trying to bring peace rather than war. Well, these are all definitions or pictures of people who might be called peacemakers. But I think that it goes beyond that just a little bit when you look into the scriptures and see what Jesus was talking about. My favorite commentator, I guess, William Barclay, has put it this way. Peacemakers are people in whose presence bitterness cannot live. They are people who bridge the gulf and heal the breaches and sweeten the bitterness. They are doing the work of God, for it is His purpose to bring peace between men and women, between a man and God. The man who unites men is doing God's work. That is a gift that is brought to the whole Christian church. And we whose hearts have been touched with the love of God and Jesus Christ and know the Prince of Peace have been called upon to bring peace to this world as we confront men and women with Jesus Christ. But while we all pray that we can help somehow change attitudes and bring peace, it seems to me that there is a certain gift given to certain people in the Christian church who are truly peacemakers. As Barclay says, they are people in whose presence bitterness cannot live, people who bridge the gulfs and heal the breaches and sweeten the bitterness. We have a lot of wounded people in this world. We think of the wounded people as being those who are physically ill. Either a disease or an accident have sent them to their beds of pain. That's one kind of a wounded person. There are those who are mentally ill, who live in our institutions that care for such illnesses. They are wounded. But there are also those who walk about by the millions among us, work in our factories, worship in our churches, play in our parks, with bitterness and hatred towards others. They have strife in their hearts, and that has replaced the joy that should be there. They're generally speaking not happy people. Sometimes people want to avoid them because of their attitudes. It is to these people we are to go. A Dr. Dan Foster, who is a medical doctor, I believe in academic medicine in Dallas, Texas, has made a tape that fell into my hands a few days ago, and I have been blessed by it. And Dr. Foster says, we must have a therapeutic attitude to those who carry hatred. They need to hear words that are really not a part of their everyday vocabulary. They need to hear words that can come from probably only the Christian. For example, grace. Does the world know anything about grace? But the Christian does. He knows that it is unearned favor with God. That God takes me where I am. I don't have to come up to a certain level before he accepts me. He knows that I'm a sinner. He does not want to avoid that at all. And he reminds me of it. But he is one who says to me, I can make all things new. That has to be the attitude of a person who is going to be a peacemaker. He has to have experienced the love that only Jesus Christ can bring to us. He has to know what it is to live every day with the forgiveness of sin and guilt has been taken away. He knows what it is to hear God say, I forgive you. And he knows what it is to say to those who have hurt him, by the grace of God, I forgive you. Now, who is able to confront the wounded with this truth? Well, partially I have answered it on the basis of the Word of God. It is that person who lives in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He lives at peace with God, and because of that, he has to live at peace with his fellow men. Now, not at all times will the fellow men respond positively, but he has to do his part to see that there's nothing between the two of them as far as he is concerned. If he had listened to Martin Luther and had memorized the catechism that Luther wrote for children and one that has something for all of us, he perhaps would remember what Luther said when he came to that commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And Luther said this in his explanation, we should so fear and love God that we do not deceitfully belie, betray, backbite, nor slander our neighbor, but apologize for him, speak well of him, and put the most charitable construction on all that he does. When that lives within our soul, friend, we ourselves have become peacemakers, and we can venture out to help others. The peacemaker has to be a man or a woman who can lead another to the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is the basis for all healing. He has to be able to sit down and say, You know the way you're living isn't right, is it? The hatred that you carry for your brother? That has to go, doesn't it? Let me lead you to the Prince of Peace. But a peacemaker also has to be a person of real conviction. He does not operate with this idea, an idea that many perhaps in this world would like to have him operate with, that it's peace at any price. And no, the therapeutic attitude is to speak the truth about a matter and to be sane when a lot of insane things are being said and done. That too is a quote from Dr. Foster. In other words, a peacemaker is one who says, look at the way you're living. And he points out the wrongs. In other words, a peacemaker, and this is probably why we just as soon avoid this task, is putting himself or herself between people who are angry. And that's not an easy place to be. We shy away. We say there's no way we can win. Either one or both of them are going to be terribly angry at us when it's all over. But if we can be the peacemaker, that's all right. But how much easier it is for us to say, it's none of my business that they're at odds, when perhaps it is. It's none of my business when I see a marriage next door to me falling apart and I could be the peacemaker. It's none of my business when I see two people angry that can do great harm to one another, when perhaps it really is. And so this is wounded America. They may be physically well, they may be mentally alert, but they may be spiritually wounded, and they carry hatred around in their hearts. I ask you the question, friend, are we a part of wounded America? Are we at odds with somebody? On this Sunday, whether it's you're listening to this broadcast in the wee hours of the morning or later at night, have you started the new day angry, separated from somebody? Are you estranged from somebody that once you loved? Are you about to put your head down on the pillow at night? And you think, I'll listen for just a few minutes to Christian Crusaders? Then God is saying this to you. Get it straightened out. For the children of God know what peace is all about, for they have been with Jesus. And that peace flows from their lives. Might God be calling you to reach out to someone of your family or friends who are living with strife in their hearts, strife towards one another, and you might just be the one who can help them. I think of this especially in the families. For as you go about, you see there's all kinds of hatred. Two sisters who live in the same town, walk the same street, belong to the same church, don't talk to one another. I remember only last Christmas, I was talking to two people, and a husband and a wife, and I said, well, I imagine you have big get-togethers on Christmas. Nice that you have your family in town, because Christmas is much more joyful if we're all together as a family and we reminisce and think about the things that we did when we were kids. And before I went any further, The man said, "We will be alone. The family doesn't want to have anything to do with us." And he began to tell me a little bit. I said to him, "Why don't we, before the new year comes about, do something about this? Why don't we get a hold of someone on the other side and let the Holy Spirit mend your ways?" He said, "No, I know that this is impossible. It will never happen. We will live and die this way." And then I said, "Only because you do not want to listen to the Prince of Peace, whose birthday you're going to celebrate. If Christmas does not have that effect upon you that you want to get together after Christmas, then I don't know what. But if it does, then call me or get somebody else to come and be God's person there to bring your wounded souls together. There are wounded souls. Blessed are those who are the peacemakers and minister to them." Now listen to Pastor Nordstrom as he sings for us, "There is a Savior, and that Savior can bring you peace." Amen.
There is a Savior. What joys express! His eyes are mercy. His word is rest for each tomorrow. Is the past a memory that binds you? Is there some pain that you've carried far too long? Then strengthen your heart with His good news. There is a Savior, and He's forgiven you. There is a Savior. What joys express! Our mercy, His word is rest for each tomorrow. For yesterday there is a Savior. What joys express! His eyes are mercy, His word is rest for each tomorrow.
Lord Jesus, the Beatitudes that you spoke describe blessed people. Grant that we may find ourselves among those who are blessed because we have had the opportunity to help some person bury the hatchet and come to know what it is to live at peace with one another. Give us that grace, we ask, and forgive us our strifes when they come to our hearts. Hear us then as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that the message and music in today's service have brightened your day and brought you comfort and peace. We pray that if our ministry serves your spiritual needs, you will consider a contribution to help pay for radio time. Financial gifts enable us to buy radio time on 16 stations throughout the United States and internet access around the world. Many shut-ins depend on this program for their Sunday worship. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 70th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.